It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
The Pig, 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. It's the My Pig Radio Morning Show. John, Anna, and friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible, three locations in our area to serve you. And our friend from the community today is Al Green, coming in here to talk about, obviously, Toys for Tots, the big holiday fundraiser that is coming up. The toy run itself will be on December 13th.
That's fun.
But we got to get prepared for it, and we got to raise funds for it, and we got to do all that kind of stuff for it. So Dwight Neville is being honored by what you guys are doing. It's the Dwight Neville Memorial Christmas Fund. Of course, if you've been under a rock your entire didn't know that Dwight Neville was the guy that got this all going years and years ago with the Toys for Tots run and all the things that they did for the children. And people like Al Green joined in with him and have been side by side, and his team.
So how long have you been pushing forward with the Toys for Tots?
How long have I been?
Yeah, how long have you been involved? Yeah.
I've been with Dwight doing Toys for Tots for 18 to 19 years.
Two decades.
Wow. Okay, thank you.
Dwight's been doing it for, if I remember right, it's like almost 30 years.
Wow, that's amazing.
I'm glad that you guys keep going forward.
Yeah, y'all are wanting to get this thing to its highest level. And so the holiday fundraiser benefiting Toys for Tots is coming up on Saturday, October the 3rd at the TNP Pavilion. Everybody knows where that's at if you're familiar with New Boston.
Right.
From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now, tell us about all the things that are going to be going on throughout the day.
Throughout
the day, 10 to 3.
Okay, here we go. One more time.
Yep. Okay.
Give me a good breath of air. Give me a good breath of air.
We talked him out on the Facebook. Now he's got to get some more air.
Right. We're going to have a car show that can head up the vet club, rat rods, and stuff like that.
Yeah. Fun.
There's going to be hopefully there'll be probably a couple hundred cars there or more. Mm-hmm. Hopefully. We're also going to have a bike show. It's whoever comes in, they get to put their bike in a category.
Right.
Each category that we have is going to have a best of show in each individual category.
Okay.
It will be bikes get one thing, cars get another.
Right.
We do a poker run.
Right.
Which is the best hand is going to get it.
The best hand's going to get it.
I'm going to go on the radio. I didn't say this a while ago. I'm going to go on the radio. If somebody gets a Royal Flush.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll give them a $100 bill.
All righty then.
Do you feel lucky?
You really got to feel lucky, right?
Yeah. Right, right. Really?
Then we're going to have hamburgers.
All right. Now you're talking.
And a drink.
Yeah.
Right.
My New Boston Fire Department is going to be the ones cooking it.
Right. Sounds so good.
And they got some awesome burgers.
Yes,
they're going to
have
some awesome burgers.
Well, I know I'm going to be eating some awesome burgers then.
Yes, you will be.
You're going to come get some, right?
Absolutely. I'm going to be there.
You're going to be there too. I know,
we're
right?
Be there.
Yes, we're going to be there and we're going to eat hamburgers.
And then we're going to have a band. We're going to have a band up there beginning around 12 o'clock.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they're an awesome band.
Okay.
I mean, they're a really, really good band.
So obviously, lots of things going on. It's going to be a fun event.
Right.
And it's all to raise the funds for the big toy. Yeah, the big toy run.
It's
going to, now, that'll be December 13th, right?
Right.
Yes, sir.
The run itself.
So this is the first of other events that you have coming up.
This is the first one.
Okay.
I'm trying to put together another one right now for next month.
Right.
It may not be as big as this, but it will be.
It'll be fun.
It'll be fun.
Fantastic.
103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com, and the My Pig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends on this Friday morning. And instead of the news, we got Al Green in here talking about the big Toys for Tots events coming up. First one out of the gate, as they say, the holiday fundraiser, the Dwight Neville Memorial Christmas Fund, benefiting the Toys for Tots and benefiting the Toys for Tots run that is going to occur in December on the 13th. Is the event on October 3rd at the TNP Pavilion in New Boston. They're going to have all kinds of things going on. They got live music. They got a poker run, a bike show, a car show, New Boston Volunteer Fire Department hamburger plates for $5. And, of course, your donations are accepted and wanted. And you were talking about, off the air there, you were talking about, and I didn't catch the name, somebody that is really involved that's been doing this last couple of years. And
Debbie Atkins.
Okay.
Yeah, Debbie from the fire department.
Okay.
She's the fire chief up there in New Boston.
All right.
She's helped the wife three years ago.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
3 to 4 years ago, she started helping him.
Uh-huh.
And they done a real good job.
Right.
I mean, it helped him out quite a bit
right.
because he has a lot to do
yeah.
in between different cities and setting things up with the different cities and stuff like that. So
right.
she got
right,
to help
right.
him out with that. Yeah.
All right. Well, shout out to her. And
yeah.
Thank you. And yeah. she'll be helping. You ready to play a game?
I sure am.
Okay. This, by the way, and you can't look at the screen because that's cheating.
I can't see that far. So.
This is Name the Year. It's kind of almost historical, but it's not too far in the
almost
distant future.
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost
like
historical.
That?
Well, it's not like it's 1795 or something like that. This I'm going to give you stuff from the 1900s.
Okay. Way back
you
then.
Name the year, okay?
All
Here
right.
we go. Elvis Presley resumed concert touring for the first time in 9 years. Miss America was 21-year-old Miss Texas Phyllis Ann George. 28-year-old Jimi Hendrix died of a drug overdose in his London apartment. On TV, it's the first ever Mary Tyler Moore Show and the first Monday Night Football game with the Cleveland Browns beating the New York Jets. What year did all that happen? Does anybody know?
Was it 74?
No. You want to try, Al?
I'm thinking.
Okay.
I'm thinking. You hear my wheels turning?
Yeah, I can hear that. It's really turning.
I would say.
Can you give us a decade?
What did you say?
Give us a decade.
No,
least.
You're close, but I'm not going
to. Okay.
She
so
said 74.
I would say back in 76.
Okay. Well, it was actually 1970.
Okay.
Flat
we
even
close.
1970.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
should have went
gone,
backwards.
Like, the other way.
Okay, what year was it when, let's see, this might be tricky. Arkansas Governor Bill Clinton entered the Democratic presidential nomination race. Former California Governor Jerry Brown announced he was running for president. American hostage Jesse Turner is freed by his kidnappers in Lebanon after 5 years of captivity. And Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry died at the age of 70. What year did all that stuff happen?
I don't know.
You're first.
I'm going to say.
Okay, think about it in a minute.
You ain't as old as I am.
Clinton enters the presidential race. Okay.
So that has to be the 80s.
True.
Not true. It doesn't have to be the 80s.
60s?
Oh, good Lord.
Why do you do this to me? I don't know this stuff.
Clinton was still in diaper back then.
Really? Let me give you a hint. Clinton was elected in 92. Does that help you any?
All right.
So when did he enter the race, though?
As the presidency?
Yeah, when did he start running for the president? He was elected in 92, but he started running. You know how long these things run? Presidential race seems to run forever.
91.
Y'all are killing me. Yes.
Yay,
Anna's like, she has no idea. It's kind of like, well, let's see. He was elected in 92.
Well, I got to think of number 20,
yeah.
0
yeah.
and 2.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Okay, this is the last one.
Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. And this one goes back a little further. I'm just going to let you know that, okay?
Okay.
Then we go back to the 1800s.
No, it's the 1900s still. Mickey Mantle, famous baseball player, homered for the 50th time, and the Yankees clinched their 22nd American League pennant. Elvis Presley made his first of many appearances on the cover of TV Guide and the first of three Ed Sullivan Show appearances. And let's see, the first transatlantic telephone cable went into operation.
Have so, to be in the 50s. I'm
well,
go
yeah, there you go. What year did you say?
I'm going to go with 56.
Al?
53.
Somehow or another, I don't know how it happened, Anna got it right. Is that a total guess?
It was a total guess.
Okay, 56
well,
was the year.
We've done something about the transatlantic.
Yeah, I don't know
week.
How that would help you. But anyway, whew, thank you guys for playing.
Oh, no, thank you so much for the fun game.
Well, thank you, Al, for coming in. We look forward. We'll be there on the 3rd of October.
Right.
And we'll have stuff up on the Facebook page
yes.
and the website, My Pig Radio and MyPigRadio.com, telling everybody about the event, when, where, and all that. And we'll,
right.
of course, be talking about it more on the radio as well. So we'll see you on the 3rd. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
All
you're
right.
welcome. I appreciate y'all inviting me.
You're always welcome.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.